Welcome to a new episode of All In San Diego, brought to you by a brand new sponsor.
We are so excited to welcome Local Scoop. This is a zero-waste shop on the 101 in Encinitas. It's a bulk grocery store that's plastic-free and organic. It is a small store, but it has big options from local small-scale farmers and food purveyors.
Local Scoop is like the bulk section of your favorite grocery store, elevated times a thousand. I mean, they have absolutely everything in bulk, so you get as much or as little as you need. You can tell just by looking at it. It's super high quality.
It is the coolest concept. We were talking to the shop owner and the founder, Katie, about why opening a store like Local Scoop was so important to her. Well, she's a San Diego native, grew up here. So it really comes down for her to not only loving on San Diego and our community, but our entire planet.
Yeah, Local Scoop is completely plastic free. So you can actually bring in your own containers from home. And that could be a Tupperware container that you want to use. Mm-hmm. It could be an old spaghetti jar. It could be an old tequila bottle. It doesn't matter.
We actually saw a tequila bottle.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk balance. Somebody downed their tequila that went and got some health food.
Yeah.
But if you don't have your own, they have them available there because locals donate their jars and containers and they sterilize them and they're ready to go.
Really simple and actually really fun to shop there. AJ and I both found our favorites in the store. I'll go first. I love these chocolate maca energy bites. They're so good. It's the perfect little snack to leave in the car for me when I'm driving the kids around to all when I'm Uber mom in the afternoon. Yeah. And then I got this cashew milk powder. They have cashew and oat milk powders. You just mix a tablespoon of the powder with a cup of water and you've got nut milk. Yeah, yes. It's amazing.
I stocked up on Thai spice mix, Cajun spice mix. I got a sriracha salt that I can't wait to try.
That's what I can't wait to hear about. That thing was, that looked so good. It's like so much tea, like so much amazing tea.
I got some of the most amazing teas. You know, it's an incredible experience. When I got home and it was like coming home on Christmas morning for my wife. Yeah. Oh, smell this tea. Check out this spice blend. I mean, I can't wait to try all the things I got at Local Scoop.
I mean, if you can't tell by AJ and I's excitement, this is a really unique grocery shopping experience and it feels good because you're helping the planet. You got to check out Local Scoop. It's on the 101 in Encinitas. Really a revolutionary way to get your groceries. Katie and the others who work there are so friendly and helpful. Totally. And you just check out their website first before you go and see what they've got. LocalScoopBulkFoods.com.
There's a saying, and I'm not going to quote it exactly, but it's something like some of the best ideas come from solving your own problems. And I have a Mother's Day problem. Mother's Day is around the corner. I've been married to my wife for 16 years. So you run out of ideas over time between Mother's Day and anniversaries and birthdays and Christmases. And on top of that, her birthday was just like a week ago. So I used all my ideas. I need Mother's Day ideas, Sarah.
Yeah. We consider this your PSA. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 14th, if it's not on your radar. And we've got a lot of great ideas in this episode to kick things off with some gift ideas for the moms in your life is Courtney Bustillos. We're so excited to welcome her. She's a PR guru extraordinaire, but more importantly, she is a local San Diego mom. So these gifts are tried and true. Hey, Courtney.
Hi, guys. What a pleasure to be with both of you.
You're going to be a hero to a lot of people. Mother's Day is a challenge and no one wants to be at CVS the morning of getting the lamest teddy bear ever and, you know,
CVS, a candy bar.
Help. Mother's Day morning, trust me, or Valentine's Day morning. It's the last bastion of procrastinating gift givers.
You know, okay, Courtney, he just said CVS, help.
That scared me a little bit, AJ, so I'm here to help you out because we do, I'm a mom. My mom lives here in San Diego. I get it. There's a lot of pressure surrounding it, but man, guys, we are blessed with some really unique opportunities in San Diego, experiences, shops. And that's where I come in today because I'm super excited to share not only some ideas that I think will benefit all of us, but I'm going to tell you right now, my husband's going to need to listen to this because some of these ideas, I was like, oh, all right, well, we're going to have to make sure that he listens and gets some notes.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. I'll send him the episode. I'll tag him in the episode.
Please do.
I should say, yeah, we do, you know, have data on this podcast, and our audience is overwhelmingly female.
Okay.
Overwhelming. So, ladies, you're going to have to accidentally leave this on your computer screen suddenly send it to your husband. You're going to have to do a little legwork to get the people that actually need to hear this to listen to this episode.
Like, oh, Ryan, did I text that to you? Oh, I'm so sorry. I meant to text that. Yeah. Meant to text that to my
girlfriend.
Totally
spaced. Okay. Wrong number. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but now that you have it, I mean.
Yes.
Okay.
Not that women don't have moms, too. There's that whole angle as well.
But sure.
Just putting that out there. Ladies.
Good point.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so guys, I'm going to start with a permanent jewelry company, Link and Lou, and they cover all of San Diego County. So it's great. Doesn't matter if you live in North County, South Bay, East County, no matter where you are. So totally. Permanent jewelry, it's a huge trend right now. If you Google it, you'll find it pretty much everywhere, and it's exploding. I had my first experience with permanent jewelry almost a year ago. I got a permanent bracelet put on my wrist, and I remember thinking, oh God, what is this going to be like? How am I ever going to get it off if I want to get it off? Mm-hmm. Long story short, fast forward almost a year, like I said, I have two bracelets, I have a ring now, and I have a necklace. To say it's addicting is an understatement. But I think one of the best parts about this is you can go to these pop-up shops. Link and Lou, they host pop-up shops all over San Diego. So the reason I bring this up for Mother's Day is not only can you go in the next month, take mom, maybe an early Mother's Day gift, but you can also buy gift cards. So maybe she could go to a pop-up shop later on throughout the year.
Courtney, these options are fantastic, but we can't let you dive any deeper until you answer the basic question, hell is permanent jewelry?
Okay, and that's fair. That's fair. All right. So
okay.
It's a tattoo, AJ. You didn't get that yet?
Yeah. It's like...
It's a better piercing. No, hi, Mom.
It's a better version of a tattoo because you're not like scarring your body.
So it's basically, it's a chain fitted to your wrist, your neck, your finger, whether it's a ring, a bracelet, or a necklace. What I love about it, and AJ, you're not going to understand this one, but Sarah, you will. You know when you have those little clasps on your necklace and they get caught in your ponytail and then sometimes the necklace just completely rips off because you go to make
AJ,
your ponytail?
You know. AJ, you know.
I have two daughters. They're forever rescuing each other from their jewelry. I see this.
So anyway, so you get rid of that clasp. And then let's be honest, permanent is permanent. It is there. It is there forever. No tarnishing. All the chains are 14 karat white or yellow gold. You get to make that decision. You can cut it off with scissors. And the cool thing about this is if you cut it right at the link, you get to save the chain. So if you ever want to go back and get it welded again, it's a really cool process. You sit there. You got to wear goggles, by the way, when they weld it because there's kind of sparks flying. There's lighting.
Oh, it's legit.
Oh, it's very legit.
Wow.
And so it's there forever. So my point is, what a cool experience to have with your mom. Maybe you go together, you get matching bracelets. I mean, that's, isn't that cool?
That is so cute. I've actually been really interested in this. I'm so glad you brought it up. I've been seeing it more and more all over Instagram. I totally would do this. And the thing is, most of the chains are really delicate.
They're delicate.
This would be such a cool gift idea because it's like, I feel like it's something you might not splurge on for yourself.
Great idea. Totally unique. On trend. And you've even given us a local chain of places to go.
Yeah.
You've already delivered.
Super easy.
Already delivered.
Well, thank you for that, AJ. Okay, so my next shop I want to talk about, not only can you get it in a local shop, but they're also in Target. So if you can't make your way over to the Encinitas Beach area, that's okay. Local Beach, this is a newer shop to San Diego, created by a local mom. And, you know, I really like when I find a local mom who makes it. Isn't that, you know, it's something special about here in San Diego. She made it because her stuff now is also in Target. So like I said, if you can't go to local beach, you can go to your local Target and you can also get some of her stuff. But, you know, she believed that we're a beach town and let's keep it simple, local beach. Let's celebrate the people that we are. What I love about her is she's got these really cool trucker hats that just say mother on them. And they're so cool. You can go under a website now, check those out. But she also has your everyday beach essentials. So your beach towels, She's got the hats. Her beach chairs are phenomenal. I have a couple of them and I really like them because really good quality. They're black and white, really simple, kind of modern looking.
Yeah.
And then she's also got really cool coolers. And you can get an umbrella, chairs, and the cooler, a whole set to match. She's also got some really cool pool floaties that are black and white. You got to go to her website and check it out because, like I said, it's kind of got this modern day flair. But yeah, she just really thought, you know, that we needed something that celebrated us, the locals here on the beaches. Maybe we could all match with our beach chairs and our umbrellas, right? All of our stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's great on it. That's great too, because it's stuff that you are probably going to buy anyway, but you might as well buy it from a local maker, a local entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that would be a great little gift package.
It is. And if you go to her shop too, if you have time to go to her shop, I recommend it because she's got kids' clothing. She's got women's clothing. She's got stuff for guys too. She just came out with a really cool line of hats for dads too. So, you know, fast forward a little bit to Father's Day.
All of these products sound really cool. I like the cooler idea because I think most people listening right now are in one of two categories. They've either gone big and gotten the wildly expensive Yeti cooler or something. That's a few people.
$1,000 later.
Yeah. Everyone else just has some weird cooler they don't even know where they got. They've just had it for a million years and it's stained and cracked. And that's what they use when they go out.
So yeah.
Getting a nice, cool cooler, I think that's a great idea.
You're 100% right. And I'm going to be one of those girls. I'm going to raise my hand right now. I really like it when my stuff matches. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put
Who
it
doesn't?
Out there. I know. So when your cooler matches your chairs and your umbrella, I don't know. I feel so much more complete at the beach, guys.
You just like feel like you're winning at life. You're like, look at me right now, just crushing this beach day.
I did all of this.
Nobody else.
I made it all work. I made it all look good.
I did this.
That's all that matters, right?
That's really cool. I'm looking at all of her stuff online, localbeach.com. It is cute.
Isn't it cute?
I can say. I'm a mom. I would love to get any of that.
And you know, affordable too. Affordable too. So
right on.
I'm all for that.
Really cool.
Love it.
Okay, cool. So we're going to stay on the beach track here because, man, it has been so nice to have some warmer days. Are you guys feeling that vibe?
Yes.
I just feel like we've all.
Yes, thank God.
We kind of all woke up a little bit, right? Feels just so good to be outside and get the sunshine again. So pickleball. Obviously huge in San Diego, right? I mean, that's kind of taken over. Mm-hmm. And I know so many moms who play the game, play the sport, you know, they're super into it. So I stumbled upon this really cool game called Paddle Smash. So Paddle Smash combines, it's a mix of pickleball and spike ball. Have you guys both played pickleball and spike ball?
So pickleball's a tennis-like game and smash ball is where you put a little, it almost looks like a trampoline in the middle of the beach on the ground.
Yeah, you got your court.
Right, so you're combining those.
Yep, you got your racket. So you could call it a backyard game. You can call it a beach game. I've watched it on the beach. And to be honest, you get a little circle of people start watching this, you know, because it can get competitive. The reason I bring this up is because with so many women now, you know, playing pickleball in leagues, they're doing all these things. The founders of Paddle Smash said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could kind of downsize a little bit, have almost like a traveling pickleball that we could bring to the beach, bring to the lake, bring wherever we needed to go.
Portable pickle?
Exactly. That should be their new hashtag, don't you think?
Okay. I'll tell them.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Okay.
So what's really cool is I think it's a great way to bring the family together. If you have a mom who's competitive, likes pickleball, likes games at the beach, personally, this is me. I mean, I can totally see myself getting this for Mother's Day and being like, oh my gosh, it's unique. You know, it's not your typical flowers. It's not jewelry. But if you have the active mom that likes to get the family off their screens and out at the beach and out in the backyard playing together, it's really, really cool. It's four people. The rules, you can research them online. They have a fabulous website that can kind of walk you through.
All right. I'm actually looking at it right now. So it's a pretty small hexagon court, I guess, with an actual net on it. And
you got your paddle.
And you're surrounding it, going after each other. It looks super fun.
Yeah. So what's cool about this, you can get it at Dick's Sporting Goods. So that's nice. You know, go somewhere, get it.
Local.
But if you're like me, you rely on our fabulous Amazon. You can also get it on Amazon. And AJ, if you're one of those people that waits, you know, a day or two before Mother's Day, you go to your Amazon court. cart and you pick up your Paddle Smash. Easy.
Love
done.
It.
And this, you know, this would go really good with a new cooler from the last
just
place
saying.
Or a new beach town.
Yes. Just saying.
And that, especially if you have a family where you're all trying to come up with someone with for something with mom, coordinate
oh, yeah.
a little bit. Yeah.
Dude, AJ's got it now. He's
get
on a roll. This is going to be a good Mother's Day for Lindsay.
You know what? You're absolutely right. AJ, if you're looking for something from the kids and from husband, dad, this is awesome. And if you have, you know, maybe groups of families too, if it's for grandma and grandma's a huge pickleball fan.
I only hope Lindsay won't dive and get her new permanent necklace caught into the net.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as that doesn't happen, it's all coming together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, guys. So speaking of, you know, quality time, we talked about the beach. I want to bring up another gift that I really thought was cool. I actually got it for my husband's, my husband's grandmother. So for me, my children, it's their great grandmother. We just spent some time with her. She's in her 90s and she's amazing. We celebrated a birthday.
She didn't want Paddle Smash?
She didn't want Paddle Smash, but you know.
Already had it.
Yeah.
She already had it.
She said she did that in the morning when we were spending time with her in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But you know what we got her? And she fell in love. And I just thought it ignited this gift idea in my head for Mother's Day. We got her a puzzle. Now, a puzzle, right? What is that? But man, the quality time that we got to spend with her. By sitting down, no one on their phones, no one distracted, simply being there and putting together this puzzle, it's a unique experience. And how sad that I have to say that now, because I feel like we're always, you know, let's get up and let's go do this, let's go do this, let's go do this. But to sit down sure. with somebody and have just kind of an intimate experience putting this puzzle together, what makes these puzzles different? Is that they are insanely beautiful. So the company takes artists who are out there kind of putting their art out there and they connect with them. So a lot of these are paintings and then they put it obviously on a jigsaw puzzle and then it comes in this really cool canister that's beautiful. So obviously, you know, you can keep it. 1,000 piece, 500 piece, 250 piece puzzles. Really, really cool. Made here in the USA. It's female founded, which I think is really cool too, to celebrate, you know, during Mother's Day. And it gives back to art education. So, you know, when you can find something that gives back, I mean, art is something that for a lot of our kids out there, they're not getting as much of it as say we got when we were younger. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thought that was really neat, but man, the experience, like I said, of just kind of sitting there and talking to her and working on the puzzle together with her, with my kids, with my husband. Man, it was cool. And
what's the company called, Cor?
It's called Workshop. Workshop. WERKSHOPPE. You can get these on Amazon. You can also get them at Anthropology, you know, at your local malls and everything. Are in stores too. And again, you know, a nice Amazon, click the cart, you get it. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's a very sweet one. And this company sounds great. I definitely encourage everyone listening to check out Workshop.
Yeah.
Puzzles in general, and I'm not someone who does a lot of puzzles, but I am someone who plays a lot of games, and it's kind of an adjacent category.
Totally.
And they've really just kind of grown up. They aren't the, the, you know, just get that thing at Target with 101 Dalmatians.
Totally.
There are a lot of different options for really beautiful puzzles, kind of in the same way adults weirdly got into coloring a couple of years ago because it's calming and puzzles are in that same category where they're way cooler than you think they are now.
AJ, you're absolutely right. I mean, that was kind of how I felt. I haven't put a puzzle together. I mean, to be honest, I usually give my kids the puzzle, you know, during COVID. I was like, here's a puzzle. While mom cleans the kitchen up. To do a puzzle myself, holy cow, it's therapeutic. I mean, I was having so much fun. So
it's because we spend so much time with our mind wandering to what we did yesterday or what we're going to do tomorrow, whatever. You have to, by nature, concentrate on the stinking puzzle. And it's a little bit of a zen thing. So great idea.
You do. Okay, we're going to go back to a local place. This is actually an experience, too. Making your own candle. So candles are super popular to give to mom, right? I mean, I think that's like one of the top 10 gifts that's on everybody's list, and because it's easy. Moms tend to have their favorite scents. But what's cool about this place called Candles on Tap. That's a cool name, isn't it?
I love this place. Cool.
Yeah, so it's you go in there and you basically you make your own candle. So again, kind of like the permanent jewelry, I think this would be really fun to either gift to mom, maybe get her a gift card to this place, and then you guys can arrange to go. Or, you know, that weekend, a couple days before, stop in. The entire process takes 30 minutes to actually make your candle. And then you need about 90 minutes to let it cool. But what's really cool about this place is it's right there in the heart of Encinitas. So if you want to go to the beach, you want to go grab some coffee, you want to go grab some sushi, you've got a lot of options in that area is my point. Mm-hmm. Take a little walk, go for a little stroll.
Yeah.
But I just thought, what a cool thing to experience again and to learn how to make a candle. I mean, to me, that I thought that was a really cool process. And it's not very, it's very affordable. So the candles range from like $36 to $45, pretty easy. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of, you come up with your own scent and you have somebody there kind of guiding you through the process. So you can, you know, I think there's some scent testing. And they offer your, you know, you can create diffusers too. I think you guys are probably both. Yeah, isn't that cool? So you kind of create the oil.
I just did a really quick search, and it looks like there's actually a bunch of places all over San Diego County now that do something similar. A place called Toby's Candles in
Love
Old
it.
Town,
yeah.
1502 Candle Company. I mean, it looks like these are really starting to, shops like this are really starting to take off. Kind of cool because it's an experience and a thing.
It's Build-A-Bear for grownups.
You nailed that one. You're right.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's a great
actually,
idea. Great
and you need to send that motto to Candles on Tap.
Of course.
Build-A-Bear for adults.
Yeah, Build-A-Bear for adults. Hashtag. These are all amazing. What else do you
okay,
got?
My last one. I'm going to end with a bang here. I'm super excited about this one. So Trapeze High. You guys heard of this place in Escondido?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I've done it twice. I've done it twice. I actually did it with my daughter.
So you're basically a pro now. You're basically in the circus is calling.
I joined the circus. I have an agent.
Yeah.
We're all lined up.
Yeah.
But I actually did this experience with my daughter. I think she was 9 the first time we did it. So my point is, you know, you can do this with your kids. So Trapeze High, you basically learn like a circus routine. I'm not kidding either. You've got some trained professionals there. There is a net underneath. You're harnessed in. But man, Trapeze High, it was such a high, you guys, to experience this. I mean, I was the whole rest of the day, I was shaking. It was so,
oh my
so
God,
cool.
What a rush. Adrenaline.
You got to go to their website. This is one of those where you got to go to the website, watch some of the videos of just complete beginners. No experience necessary at all. I had none. You get up there, you've got people catching you, and you go step by step. It starts by just easy swinging. Then all of a sudden, there's somebody who catches you on the other side. It's crazy how you start. And I remember climbing up the ladder and thinking, there's no way I'm going to do this. No way. I'm going to freeze. There's no way. You know, there's a net underneath, but even the climb up the ladder, I just remember thinking, nope, I'm going to come down. This isn't going to work
I'm good.
Out so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I'm good. I'll stop with the ladder climb and that's going to be it. No, they have some pretty amazing professionals that build you with so much confidence, A through Z. I got to a point where I was not only being caught by one of the professionals on the other side, but they swung the bar back to me and I caught my bar and came back to my post. Like wow. I literally was in the circus.
Wow.
I know. And
that's insane. Sounds so exhilarating.
It really was. And you're harnessed in. There's a net down there, so you don't have to worry about any of it. And then they've got somebody controlling the harness. But there's instructors, and to be honest, it would be a really cool family event if you want to. If mom's a thrill seeker, you got to take her on this.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to talk about something for everyone. You're going from a great new jewelry idea to puzzles to candles to trapeze lessons. I mean, you didn't tune into this episode thinking you were going to get all these great ideas, but you got them from Courtney. Thank you so much.
Well, guys, thank you for having me. And, you know, Mother's Day, it's a special day. And I'm super happy to be able to share these ideas. They come from, you know, where I am as a mom, as I'm thinking about grandmothers, aunts, my mom. It's cool to not always go to the flowers and the typical stuff, but think experience, think about personalization, because I think that's what really, that's how we celebrate mom. She's done a lot for us. So, you know, it's special to do something back for her.
I can tell all of those ideas came straight from the heart. And I know that these were, you know, Mother's Day ideas, but AJ, I'm just throwing this out there. If you want to go get welded with permanent bestie jewelry, I'm here for it. You and I.
You want to do it?
Like a pinky ring or something?
You guys need to.
I'm just saying I'm into it.
Okay. Well.
No pressure.
In the meantime, I think you do. I'm going to put this on the books now. You have to come back for Father's Day because you were so awesome at this. So.
Oh, isn't that too, guys? Well, I'll start searching. I'll start looking because that's another fun one. Father's Day. We talk about experiences for mom. We can talk about some fun experiences for dad too.
Oh, I bet. I love that. Can't wait. Love that. Thanks,
Court. All right. Well, happy Mother's Day. Happy early Mother's Day to all the moms listening, and good luck to everyone trying to make it special for mom. We hope we gave you some good ideas today. All right. Love, Courtney. Anything you want to add to the list, Sarah?
I wanted to add a handful of San Diego experiences. These are things that hopefully, if you haven't had a lot of time to plan, maybe you're listening to this on Saturday, May 13th, and you're like,
desperately.
Oh no, Mother's Day is tomorrow. Well, here are some ideas to do all around San Diego. Listen, flowers are great. I love fresh flowers, but plants live longer, potted plants. So if you're looking for an experience versus a thing, you can take your mom to a place like Pigment, where you can choose your plant, your pot, even some colored sand or rocks or crystals to personalize it. They have locations in Liberty Station, North Park, and Del Mar. There are a lot of other smaller, like locally owned plant shops like this all over San Diego, all great places. That usually have like a nice lunch or something where you can walk around afterward. There's another place called Landmark. They have locations in Oceanside and Leucadia. It's super cute. And it's like something that's going to last longer than flowers, hopefully.
There was a time when I would have thought this was a bad idea, but I know now my wife would love a plant in a cute pot. And so would my mother-in-law. And I mean, not every mom, but there are plenty of moms that would love a plant for sure.
We are like all crazy plant people now. It's a total thing. If you're looking for an easy kind of turnkey place to take mom, we've mentioned it before, but the Carlsbad flower fields or a local farm, there are tons, but a bunch come to mind right away because they're just such amazing spots for families. Coastal Roots in Encinitas, this place is so cool. They're a nonprofit Jewish community farm with a pay what you can farm stand on Thursdays and Sundays. So Mother's Day, Sunday, 10 to 3. How cool is that? I love that community feel. There's a place called Off the Wall Acres. It's in Lakeside. They do farm tours for the family. Just jump on their website and like book a slot. Sugar Sweet Farm in Encinitas for the mom that wants to try goat yoga. This is your spot.
And what mom
does?
This
is your spot. Who doesn't? I mean, really. Sweetwater Farms is in Bonita, and they have horseback riding lessons, not only for kids, but for adults. If that's something mom has always wanted to try, you can check that out. And that's something that you could, you know, she could do on her own or with a friend or with the family. There's the Makers Arcade. This is happening at the Port Pavilion at Broadway Pier downtown. This is an all-day long Saturday and Sunday, the weekend of Mother's Day weekend. There's like, you know, all the big thing now is like makers, local makers. Mm-hmm. There's more than 100 makers that are going to have all of their goods for sale. There's craft cocktails, there's beer, there's awesome gourmet food trucks, live music, and they're going to have some cute photo trailers set up. You can take a cute picture with mom and have a little keepsake from the day. You can get tickets for that at makersarcade.com before you go.
Very nice.
If a champagne brunch is your thing, I know everybody. Now, yeah,
this is a known one, but give us some good ideas because just because it's common doesn't mean it's a bad idea.
Mom's totally. I think the most common one or the most well-known one is probably the brunch at the Dell.
Sure.
You have to really be going big, though, I feel like, to go do that one. Another couple of great ones with beautiful views of Mission Bay. They're doing a champagne brunch at the Bahia or the Catamaran Resort. If you're looking for something free, I love this one. Head to Balboa Park on Sundays at 2 p.m. Every Sunday, there's free live music at the Organ Pavilion. There's a free concert every Sunday at 2 p.m. And it's beautiful. And it's free.
There you go. There you go.
So just a couple of, you know, just a handful of things to throw out there if you're still searching for that perfect plan for Mother's Day.
A lot of great ideas. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day. We hope you guys have a great one and get out there and enjoy finally this beautiful San Diego sunshine.
Yes. And I know it's impossible to thank moms for all they do. There is something nice I think you can do for Sarah, who is a great mom. Review this podcast. That would warm her heart.
Warm it. Yeah. That is my number one. That's on my wish list. Number one on my wish list.
Your kids aren't going to review your podcast. Actually, your daughter already did.
She already did. I already tapped into that.
If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please go to the Apple Podcast store and say something nice about the podcast and give us some stars. It weirdly makes a big difference for the podcast. Same on Spotify. And, you know, we'll consider it a Mother's Day gift to Sarah.
And we'll ask you again on Father's Day. So,
yes,
look out. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.